Kung kayo ay dumadalaw lamang sa bansa o may hawak na temporary visa, maaari ninyong gamitin ang inyong lisensya sa pagmamaneho mula sa inyong pinanggalingang bansa sa karamihan ng mga estado at teritoryo sa Australia. Kung ang inyong lisensya ay nasa lingwaheng hindi Ingles, kailangan ninyong magdala ng opisyal na pagsasalin sa salitang Ingles o isang international driving permit. Ang ibig sabihin ng isang opisyal na pagsasalin ay ang dokumentong sinertipikuhang ng embahada o konsulado o ng isang otorisadong tagasalin ng wika. Sinabi ni Simon West, isang akredisadong tagasalin, kung paano makakakuha ng dokumento.
It's quite a straightforward procedure. A simple translation by a NATI qualified translator of the original driver's license into English, as long as it's accompanied by the NATI stamp, is generally sufficient.
Kalimitan, kailangan ng isang migrante na magpalit ng kanilang lisensya mula sa pinagmulang bansa sa katumbas na lisensya sa Australia. Sinabi ng ehekutibong direktor ng Registration at Licensing, David Shelton, na ito ay kalimitang magkakaiba.
For people who wish to convert a foreign license into an Australian license, the first question really to ask is, do I need to? And so I would suggest that if you are a temporary visa holder in Australia, you in fact can drive on your overseas license, provided your visa is valid and provided that your overseas license is either in English or you have an English translation with you. So you may not need to convert to an Australian license in some instances.
Idinagdag niya na isinasalin sa wikang Ingles ng International Driving Permit ang inyong lisensya mula sa inyong bansa.
An international license is essentially a translation of a driver license. So you still need to have a full driver's license in order to get an international driving permit. The permit's quite useful because it is a translation of the license that you might hold in a language other than English. So it's important to have that translation, particularly if you're driving here whilst you're on a temporary visa.
Kung mayroon ka namang permanenteng visa, kailangan mong ilipat ang iyong orihinal na lisensya sa lokal na bersyon ng estado o teritoryo sa loob ng 3 hanggang 6 na buwan pagkatapos dumating sa bansa. Iba't iba ang proseso ng pagpapalit ng iyong lisensya at ito ay ayon sa estado o teritoryong tinitirahan mo. Ang mga taong mula sa ibang bansa ay maaaring magpalit ng kanilang lisensya sa katumbas ng Australia at hindi na uupo sa eksaminasyon.
There's a small number of recognized countries. These are countries for which you do not need to sit a test to convert to a Victorian license. Countries that are recognized include Singapore, Japan, Spain, Malta, Sweden, obviously the UK, Canada, and many European countries.
Sinabi din niya na ang mga taong mula sa ibang bansa ay kailangang magkaroon ng ordinaryong kaalaman, pagsubok sa paningin, pangunawa, at praktikal na pagsubok sa pagmamaneho.
However, many new migrants to Australia, such as people from India, Sudan, China, Pakistan, these people do not come from recognized countries and they will need to go through full set of tests in order to convert to a Victorian license.
Ipinaliwanag naman ng driving instructor mula Victoria, Atilio Kermak, kung ano ang nilalaman ng driving test.
They go through what they call a pre-drive check. They're checking for the applicants to know and understand how to use the controls and making sure that the vehicle's roadworthy. So that's the very first thing you do before you even start driving. Then there's two parts to the driving test. The test in total goes for about 30 minutes. But the first 10 minutes is when they will ask them to perform a three-point turn or a reverse parallel park. And if they pass that assessment, they then do a 20-minute drive. And a 20-minute drive takes in more major roads, takes in lane changes. And at the end of that, 30 minutes is up and you're back at the testing station and pass all that, you got a license.
Ang kondisyon ng pagmamaneho sa Australia ay maaaring isang pagsubok para sa mga bagong migrante. Inilista ni Atilio Kermak ang mga bagay na nakakabahala para sa isang bagong driver.
Trams are a big issue. Understanding how to interact with pedestrians because pedestrians basically have more right of way than what motor vehicles do. And in some countries that's not the case. So they find themselves placed in an awkward situation trying to understand those. Out of the city but on the highways, I find that a lot of people that come from overseas are just not used to long drives. They don't drive the sort of distances we drive. They don't drive on the sort of roads that we drive on. We have a lot of exposed edges and things like that, so we know of people running off the road because they lose control when they hit the rough edges.
Kung hindi English ang inyong pangunahing salita, ang pagbasa ng mga karatula at direksyon ay isa ding malaking problema.
I think for an applicant that comes from overseas, the most difficult thing is not even the test. It's our road laws can confuse a lot of people. Obviously, non-English speaking people, it's difficult for them to interpret a lot of the laws. And when they're receiving directions where they have to go, sometimes they get quite confused. I think the biggest problem is the fact that a lot of people come from roads where they traditionally drive on the right-hand side. And of course, in Australia, we drive on the left. And that does throw them out quite a lot.
Ang bawat estado at teritoryo sa Australia ay may kanya-kanyang sistema tungkol sa mga kalsada at lisensya. Maaaring makakuha ng isinaling impormasyon sa ilang lengguahe. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, dumalaw sa website ng otoridad sa inyong lugar.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.